adrenaline heat. Said if you're awaiting on that 444, I hate to tell you, sir, I couldn't stop you no more. Mystery train.
The Soft Boys, Robin Hitchcock, Kimberly Rue, and company doing their version of Mystery Train, wrapping up what I call the mock. This was a Junior Parker mock, a bunch of songs that he first put out and first released as done by other artists. But you know what was in that in the mock? Before the Soft Boys.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Thank you.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're tuned into From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. That was Star by Varg2TM from the Swedish artist's album from earlier this year, Nordic Flora Series Part 6, Outlaw Music. Up next, we've got Video Games 2 featuring Purple Sparkly Bentley from Detroit duo Snow Strippers from one of my favorites from this year, Night Killers Volume 2.
Down laptop, hand cream, body lotion, Electroid, YSL, Eckhouse, Lotta, eyelash curler, vibrator, teaser, bye bye,
was Bye Bye from Kim Gordon's The Collective, another one of my favorites from this year. By the way, we know you love tuning into this radio program, but the WRCT schedule is packed with other fantastic shows, such as Tembo Sounds, The Culture. The Tembo Sounds show is a uniquely curated radio show mixed and presented live by the scholar practitioner Dr. Oscar Radoli on WRCT Pittsburgh, Saturdays from 8 to 10 p.m. All right, up next, we've got another one from Snow Strippers, this one from Night Killers Volume 1. It's Coming Down. WRCT is supported in part by Row House Cinema. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week, they choose a new movie theme ranging from classic, cult, foreign, animation, fantasy, and more. Their concessions feature natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer in the adjoining bottle shop, and vegan options. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can visit their website at rowhousecinema.com or calling them at 412-904-3225. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. That was Glow Stick by Coca-Cola. And before that, we heard 825 Horsepower by Exodia. Up next, we've got Cape Fear by Point Blank from their 1993 album, The Century's Ascendance.
I'd rather live.
Do you ride a bicycle? I ride a bicycle. Do you want safer streets, respect from motorists, and bicycle infrastructure improvements? Well, Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization working on improving the conditions on the streets and the amenities off the streets to make Pittsburgh a more bicycle-friendly city. Find out about Bike Pittsburgh's programs on the web at bike-pgh.org, by phone at 412-325-4334, or by stopping by your local bike shop to pick up a brochure. Back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. This is Spirit Wave by Mallgrab from What I Breathe.
We'll be right back.
We know you love listening to this radio program from the basement here on WRCT, but WRCT's schedule is packed with other fantastic shows, such as From Ipanema to the World. That's right, if you're usually used to tuning in to this program at 8 o'clock p.m., try tuning in an hour earlier at 7 to catch From Ipanema to the World. Brazilian music is arguably the number one export product from Brazil, and From Ipanema to the World represents Brazilian music and information to the listeners of WRCT every Friday at 7 p.m. Tune in and enjoy listening to an adventurous mix of familiar standards and lesser-known gems from the Brazilian songbook and a broad range of musical styles. This is WRCT reminding you to not be afraid to take on the tough classes in high school. You need them to succeed in college. Most colleges require 3 to 4 years of math, English, science, social studies, and at least 2 years of the same foreign language. So push yourself. You may not need all of those classes to finish high school, but working harder today makes getting into college a whole lot easier. For more information, visit knowhow2go.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, the Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council. I would agree with that. I think if by the time you're graduating, at least graduating college, and you haven't flunked at least one big exam, paper, or even class, you didn't challenge yourself enough. Listening to a couple of local techno tracks from Pittsburgh Track Authority, Mirko, and Ali Berger, and Davis Galvin, all recently pressed on vinyl. All some Pittsburgh local techno. We'll be off, at least not live in the studio, for the next 3 weeks. I'll be out of town traveling in Japan. I'll be running some reruns. So if it is not August 23rd, you are not hearing this live, unfortunately, but we'll be back mid-September with live music for you. It's almost 9 p.m., which means it's almost time for me to hand it off to the Mockster for Vive La Mock. I close with about 10 minutes here of some songs record labels or independent artists have recently mailed into us and have been favorably reviewed by the various DJs of WRCT Pittsburgh. Starting with track one of Cindy Wilson's latest album, Realms, Cindy Wilson being the lead singer from the B-52s. The track is Midnight. It's midnight again. Just stay with me. Heard Self-Sedation from Teenage Fan Club, their 2023 release Nothing Lasts Forever. And this last one for tonight before I hand it off is Heaven Shook Me by the Jack Rubies from 2024's Clocks Are Out of Time.
To me, then I knew that I should stay. It's easy if you want it to be. I wasn't even ready when heaven shook me. We'll be right back.
It is just about 9 p.m. in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and this is the end of From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Stay tuned for Vive la Mach all the way until 1 in the morning.
You are listening to Ebony Spectrum and In Black America here on WRCT Pittsburgh. This week, we're going to take a look at the pardon of Marcus Messiah Garvey. And we'll hear from Smile Jamaica and also from Democracy Now! In case you missed it, the Indian activist Leonard Peltier and Marcus Messiah Garvey were pardoned by the outgoing president, Joseph Biden.
Senior lecturer for cultural studies and director of the Center for Reparation Research at the UWI, Dr. Sonia Stanley Nye, is joining us now to discuss the decision announced yesterday by the U.S. President Joe Biden to grant a pardon to our national hero, the Right Excellent Marcus Messiah Garvey, Mosiah Garvey. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm
so good
very
to have
well.
Happy
thank
New
you.
Year.
Happy New
good.
Year.
All the other things that we
yes.
see each other for.
including hiking.
She flung in. But I'm dodging it. Because that's not where you're here. Not today. What was your reaction when you heard?
I was elated. I felt very pleased. And I said to myself, this is an important day for Jamaica and the United States, and most importantly, for people in the African diaspora who have been inspired by the work and legacy of Marcus Garvey.
Mm-hmm. And for the people who don't know, let's reverse smack, as we would say in Jamaica. Mail fraud. Tell us the circumstances surrounding the issue with Marcus Garvey in the first place. Why he was.
So really, it was a trumped-up charge, of course, at that time. A black man out of Jamaica forging ahead with a global movement in the age where there was no internet. Not only that, you know, a movement for blacks, the persons in the world who were considered absolutely, let's use the word minorities, and of course we know racism, discrimination, all forms of prejudice, and particularly in the United States at that time, when all of these codes were just about to be removed in terms of all of the discrimination. So you have a context in which this trumped up charge on mail fraud gets slapped on Marcus Garvey. And this was intended, of course, to cripple the movement. Mm-hmm. Of course, it did no such thing. Marcus Garvey became even more popular and inspired, as you know, the movements, Black Power movement, people like Malcolm X, and of course, you know, even all the way to Louis Farrakhan, and not to mention the reggae artists in our own Jamaica who have, you know, in terms of the words of Marcus Garvey, used reggae as a message, music, to inspire the world. And of course, you know, Marcus Garvey was the one that said, look to Africa for the coming of the Black King. Mm-hmm. So Rastafari as a movement owes a lot to the kind of, you know, predictions, certainly the affirmations of Marcus Garvey.
In your thoughts, did you think, why not exoneration?
You know, I would have loved, many of us would have loved to have seen exoneration, the technicalities around a U.S. president, an outgoing president, you know, pardoning or exonerating such a case. We don't know, but, and I'm not here to tell you that I know all of the technicalities of this, but of course what we do want ultimately is for the charges to be removed, for this slate to be cleared, and this is a first step. Pardon is a first step. We want much more, and I know that the government of Jamaica, whichever administration, people who are advocating will not stop until we get that exoneration.
And do you think it is likely, with speaking of administrations, with this next administration, do you expect to see anything more come of that particular wish on our part?
I think so. I don't think this is something that we're going to drop. Marcus Garvey is a national hero.